Welcome to Thinking Aloud. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I've been thinking about the Ten Commandments and how important it is to understand the relational aspect of the Ten Commandments. It seems to me that the Ten Commandments were given to us because we have a problem in those areas. We have a problem with the idea of there being one God, that we don't make graven images, that we don't use his name in vain or for our own benefit when we're not sure what he said. We have a problem with being too busy and not keeping the Sabbath holy and having a relationship with God. We have a problem honoring our father and mother. We have a problem when it comes to not killing somebody, or whether it be physically or emotionally or any other way. We have a problem when it comes to commitment, so we're told not to commit adultery. We have a problem not using other people because we steal from them when we should be giving to them and helping them. You see, these commandments were not given to us because they were areas that we wouldn't struggle in. It's like a parent looking at a child and saying, stay away from the stove, because the child wants to touch the stove. If they had a child that didn't want to touch the stove, they probably wouldn't even have the rule because the child wouldn't want to. We need to look at these Ten Commandments and be able to say, you know what? I will be somebody who's prone in these areas to have a different God before God, to make a graven image, to use God's name in a way that we shouldn't, to forget to spend time and schedule time with God and other people. We really begin to be people who use what we should love and love what we should use, and that's a problem. The Ninth Commandment continues the same way that the others were, where it says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Here's what I know for sure then. I am going to want to lie about people. I am going to want to bend it to be something that I can understand, something that makes me look better. I'm going to be influenced by those around me, and I'm going to want to influence people to think that I'm right and somebody else is wrong. I need to be careful that if I say something about anybody, that it's truthful. And I also need to be careful that if it is truthful, that I'm careful who I say it to. The Bible tells us that we don't cast our pearls before swine because swine don't know what to do with pearls. I need to be careful with the truths that I know about people because I need to use them to help them, not destroy them. And I also need to make sure that everything I say is truthful and said because I love individuals and I love God. And I want to see restoration completed in the lives of those around me, including myself and my family and those that I care very deeply for. It's an important aspect of understanding life and how we can be successful at it. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team on the campus of Silver Birch Ranch and the Nicolay Bible Institute.org.